Shalom to all. Today's office on Hedgenaf Yod Alpha. We're starting Yod Alpha Bay as the second to last line. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sarah Basram Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now, we had just begun discussing Ibra Hashanah, extending the year. And let's just explain this very briefly. We know that every once in a while we have an Ibra Yar, a leap year. And this is when a month is added to the calendar. Why would that be? So, as we learned yesterday, in Yiddishkeit we go based off of the lunar calendar. However, it's only 354 days long, some 11 days shy of the solar year, which is 365. Now, every few years, this discrepancy leads to such an offset that Pesach, which must fall out in the spring, will end up in the middle of the winter. And this is one of the reasons that will compel Beis Din to extend the year, adding a month, to ensure that the solar and lunar calendars aren't too far off. The Gemara tells us, Zman Nasi Tzarech Gedi Simen, that's a simen for the upcoming Gemara, and Tanur Bar, we have a Braisa, Ein Ma'avernas Hashana, Elo Yud Alf Amun Alf Atav B'Mizu Manam Lo, we're only allowed to extend the year with those who are officially invited to participate in this discussion. You can't just have random Dayanim sit down and decide they're going to extend the year. The Nasi has to call them together and say, okay, let's discuss this. And Masrim Gamaliel, there's a story from Gamaliel, who is a Nasi, Shomer, he had said, Hashkimilu Shiva L'Aliyah, make sure that seven come up early to the Aliyah, to the attic, to the upper floor, so we can discuss Ibra Hashanah. Hashkimi came early, Umata Shmana, he found that there was eight people there. Amar, he said, Mihu Sha'al Shalai Brashos, Yarad, whoever came Shalai Brashos, he wasn't allowed to be here, he's got to go down. We're only allowed to have seven, not eight. So Amar Shmuel HaKatan, Shmuel HaKatan got up. Amar, he said, Anihu Sha'alisi Shalai Brashos, I was the one that came without Rashos, V'loi L'Abra Hashanah Elisi, I didn't come to participate in the discussions of Ibra Hashanah, El Lumen Halacha L'Maisu Tzrachti, I just came because I want to learn Halacha L'Maisa, I want to see how it's done. So Rabbi Gamaliel told him, Shev Beni Shev, sit my son, you could sit. Ruya is Kol Hashanim Kulin Nisar Bal Yadcha. Really, all years are fit to be extended through you, El Amr Cham, but the Cham just said, Ein Ma'amrnas Hashanah El Mezumanim La, only that extend the year with people who are invited, and you weren't invited, so you can't be part of the discussions, but you could watch and listen. Nothing more clarifies. Lo Shmuel HaKatan Hava, wasn't Shmuel HaKatan that wasn't invited, El Inish Achrina, it was a different one of the people that was there. Umachmas Ki Sufahu Da'avad, he just did it so as not to embarrass that person, so Shmuel HaKatan made this up about himself, that he really wasn't the one who's invited. Now we have a similar story. Kiyadi Yosef Rebbe. Rebbe was sitting with Kadarish. He was darshaning. He was giving drasha. Riach riach shom. He smelled garlic. Amar, he said, Misha achal shom yatsa. Whoever ate garlic should leave. It's bothering me. Amar Rebchir got up. Viyatsa, and he left. Amdu kul and viyatsu. Everyone got up and they left as well. Now b'shachar in the morning, Matz Rebshim b'Rebbe Rebchia. Rebshimin, the son of Rebbe, encountered Rebchia and Amar Leh. He asked him, Atahu shetziat al Abba. Were you the one who bothered my father yesterday by eating garlic? Amar Leh told him, Loite kazais b'Yisrael. There shouldn't be like such a thing in Yisrael. It wasn't me. I didn't eat garlic. I just didn't want to embarrass the guy who did. Where did Rebchia get this from? Mir Meir, from a mayor. The Tanya of Brisa, Maisa Isha Achas. There was a story with a woman. She bustled by some Joshua Shara Meir. She came to be a special Meir. Amrla, she told him, Rebbe, Echon Mikem Kachinu Bia. One of your students was Makashmi with Bia. Now we know that one of the valid forms of Kiddushin is Bia. However, the Chum give Makas Dirabanan to somebody who does this because this is inappropriate. And she didn't know who's Makashmi with Bia, so she wanted him to either marry her or to divorce her. So Amrla, Meir of Meir stood up because of Laget Krisos. He wrote her a get, and most definitely wasn't him. Vinasalan gave it to her. Amdu Kasu Kulam Vinasula. Everyone then got up and wrote her gittin, so she for sure was divorced and had no problem, and the perpetrator was able to save face and not be embarrassed. Now, Rameir Mehecha Gamr La, where Rameir get this from? Mishmal Katan, from Shmuel Katan. We just said the story before. And Mishmal Katan Mehecha Gamr La, where did he get this from? Mishchanya ben Yechiel, from his very fine fellow who lived at the time of Ezra Seifer. The Pasuk says, Vayan Shchanya ben Yechiel Mnei Elam, and Shchanya ben Yechiel, who's from Mnei Elam, he spoke up, Vayomer La Ezra, and he said to Ezra, Anachnu Ma'alnu Be'alikenu, we transgressed against our God, and we married foreign women from the people of the land. And now there's hope for the Yidin regarding this. This is talking about at the beginning of the building, the second Beis HaMikdash, when Ezra came up to Eretz Yisrael, he saw that of the few Yidin that were still living there, many had intermarried with non-Jewish women, and the Shechanya ben Yechiel was not one of them, but he got up and claimed that he was one of them by saying, Anachnu Ma'alnu Be'alikenu, and that was just to open up the path of tshuva for everyone else. I think where it continues this chain, Shechanya ben Yechiel, Mehecha Gamar La, where did Shechanya ben Yechiel get this from? Yeshua, from Yeshua. The Chassid Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem LaYeshua, Hashem said to Yeshua, Kol Mulcha, you should get up, Lamazat Tonoif Al Panecha, why have you fallen on your face? Chata Yisrael, Am Yisrael sinned. Now really, Am Yisrael didn't sin. This is talking about Achan, who's just one person who sinned by taking from the spoils of Ai, which is one of the cities they were conquering in their conquest of Eretz Yisrael. However, Hashem told Yeshua, the Chata Yisrael, all of Am Yisrael sinned so as not to embarrass this one person. Amar Lefan of Yeshua said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Michata, who was one that sinned? Amar Lez, Hashem told him, V'chid Latarani, am I a tattletale? Lecha Tel Garelois, go and cast lots and find out who it is. V'ibay Samuel, some say, Mimaisha. Then Shechani ben Yechiel learned this from Moshe Benu. The Pasuk says, Ad on Antem, until how long are you going to refuse to listen to me? This regarding what Hashem told Moshe to instruct Am Yisrael that on Shabbos there's no mun collection, but Dasan Avirim went out to collect mun, and Hashem chastised Moshe, why are you as a whole not listening to me when it was really only two people? And it was from here that we see that Hashem didn't want to point out these two people, Dasan Avirim. I think we're going to start our bottom of Brisom. Mishamesun Vim Archonim, when the later Vim died, Chag Azachari Malachi, Nistalka Rochakash Mishrael, Rochakash left Am Yisrael. Bavel Pekin, even so, they would use a Baskol. What's a Baskol? So a call from Shemaim is a very clear voice that comes out. A bas koel is like the daughter of the sound, such as an echo. When you say something and an echo reverberates, so the reverberation, that echo, is not the original voice, it's just something that comes from it, and that's what a bas koel is. And one time they were in the aliyah of this Beis Guria fellow in Yerichai, and a bas koel came out to them from Shemayim. It said as follows, Yashkan Echad, there's one of you, Sherosh Tishra of Shechina, that's fitting to have the Shechina on him, meaning he's right to Ruach HaKadosh, El Shein Dar Zak Lakach, it's just the whole generation doesn't merit this, and Nasu Chacham Mesinim Behil HaZaken, the Chacham placed their eyes on Hillel, and they realized it was him. And Uchshameis, when he died, Amr all they said about him, Hey Chassid, Hey Anav, Talmidi Shal Ezra, he's a Talmud of Ezra. And Shem Pamachas Hayim Musun Baaliyah B'Yavne, one time they were in Aliyah in Yavne, V'nit Nalayim Basko Man HaShemayim, a Basko came out from Shemayim and said, Yash Kan Echad Shurash Tisha Al V'Shechina, one of you is really fitting to have the Shechina on you, El Shein Dar Zak Lakach, but a generation is not fitting for it, and Nasu Chacham Mesinim B'Shmuel HaKatan, the Chacham put their eyes on Shmuel HaKatan. And Uchshameis, when he died, Amr all they said about him, Hey Chassid, Hey Anav, Talmidi Shal Hillel. And Afhu Amr B'Shas Misasai, he even at the time of his Misa said, a little bit of a Nevuah, a little bit of a Ruach HaKadosh, Shimon v'Yishmol Lecharba, Shimon and Yishmol will be killed by the sword. This is referring to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who were two of the Asar Ruge Malchus, and they were killed by the sword. V'Chavroi Lektala, their friends, their colleagues, will be killed in a different way. We know that the other ones of the Asar Ruge Malchus were killed in different ways. And Hushar Amal Abiza, the rest of the nation will be persecuted. V'Akan Sagian Asidin Lemesia Al Alma, and terrible tragedies are destined to come upon the world. And we just conclude this section by saying, about Yehudim and Bava Bekshulam Arkane, they want to say these wonderful things about Yehudim and Bava. El Shenit Rasha, it's just that the time was grabbed away. She'in Maspidin Al Ruge Malchus, we don't give a hesped, we don't eulogize those who were killed by the king. He was one of the Asur Ruge Malchus, and we can't give a hesped about somebody who was killed by the king, because among other reasons, it might look like you're supporting this fellow who was against the king, and you don't want to be punished as well. Now going back to Ibra Hashanah, Tanar Banu V'Braisa, Ein Ma'avanes Hashanah, Elim Kein Yirtzu Nasi, we're not extend the year unless the Nasi himself wants. And Ma'aser Ruge Gamliel, the Asur Ruge Gamliel, Shalachlito Roshos Eitzel Shulton Echad Shebesuria, that he went to go get permission for some matter or another from one of the rulers in Syria, Vishal Lavai, it took him a long time to come back, Ibra Hashanah, and they extended the year, Al Manas Yirtzu Ruge Gamliel, on condition that Ruge Gamliel wants. Uchshem Ruge Gamliel, and Ruge Gamliel came back from his mission, V'Amar, and he said, Right, Sa'ani, I want, Nimzah Shana Mubaris, only then it turned out that the year was extended. We're only going to extend the year if it's necessary for a particular reason. What's one of the reasons that might push us to extend the year? Because of the pathways, because of the bridges, all the people are going to be oiler regal, Pesach time, need to have proper roads and bridges, and during the winter they often got totally ruined, and if the year was still early, meaning it was still basically winter time, and there wasn't going to be enough time to fix them, that might be a reason to extend the year and make an extra Adar so as to push off Pesach. Another reason would be because the Pesach ovens, the ovens used to roast the Karban Pesach, were made out of earthenware and they got waterlogged over the winter and they need time to either dry out or to build new ones. Another reason might be because all the people out in Galus, all those living out in the diaspora that already left their place on the way to be other regel and they hadn't got to Eretz Yisrael yet due to challenges on the road and whatnot, that might be another reason to extend the year. Not because of snow or because of cold, not because of people in the diaspora who had not yet left, that's not a reason to extend the year, but one of these other things that we just mentioned might be a reason to extend the year and add another month. Now, Tanarban, we have another brass that tells us, we're not going to extend the year, not because of young goats or sheep, we'll explain this in a moment, and not because of the young birds that haven't flown yet. Now, this all has to do with karbanos that are being brought. We know that a Karban Pesach either has to be a young goat or sheep that's within its first year of its life. We also know that you had to be a manu, you had to be registered to a Karban Pesach and eat at least a kezias of it in order to be yaitse. Now, often, big families and big groups would want to get the biggest lamb or goat that they could find so there could be a lot of meat to eat. And if the way the year worked is that it's very early, then these goats and sheep that are still within the first year of their life are going to be very skinny and small and not provide enough meat. So that might be a reason why Bezer would extend the year in order to give them an extra month to grow. So the Bras is telling us that it's not a valid reason to extend it. And it's the same thing with gazelles Shaloi Perchu, these birds that have not yet flown. Many times when coming to be Oyla Regel, people would bring their kabanas that they had the chiv to bring throughout the year. Among those would be bird pairs, and the birds had to be a certain age. So if the birds were too young and they weren't flying yet, that's still not a reason to extend the year and add another month. Aval, however, said the Braisa, Oysan Oysan Sad Lashana, these reasons could be a sad for the year, meaning they could be tacked on as an additional reason, and then we will extend the year. As we're going to see on Amud Beis, Abraisa is going to tell us there's three main reasons why we're going to add a month to the year, and either we need to have two of those reasons in order to extend it, or even if we only have one of them, but we also have one of the reasons from this Braisa, so then we'll also extend the year. That's what it means. Sad, it can be a tack on, it could be an addition to one of the other ones from the main Braisa on Amud Beis. And Ketzad, how is this? Meaning, where do we see this? Rabbi Yani says in Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that this Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, when he was a Nasi, used to send out. We inform you, the doves are tender, meaning they're still young, the imraya da arkin, and the lambs are too thin, the zimna da Aviva Loimata, and the time of Aviv has not yet come. This one that we just read regarding Aviv, the spring, that's one of the main reasons we're going to extend the year. Ushfaras Milsalban Pai, and it's proper in my opinion, Vaisifis Al Shasoda, Tlasin Yamin, we should add 30 days onto this year. So we see that it's not just because the birds are young or the sheep are thin that's why we're going to extend them. There has to be another reason as well, namely because of the Aviv, which again we'll see on Amud Beis. Now we just ask regarding how many days the year is going to be extended. Meisvei, we have Brasa tells us, Kam Ibra Shana, how much is Ibra Shana? Shloishim Yamin, 30 days, or Rabshim Gamil, Emer Chaydesh. Rabshim Gamil says 29 days, and here we have Rabshim Gamil saying 30 days, so that's a stira. Rav Papa answers, no, Ratzu Chaydesh, Ratzu Shloishim Yamin. What we see from here is if they want to extend it, it could be 29 days, or if they want, they could extend it 30 days. Now the Gemara points something out, focusing on Rabshim Gamil's language. Tachazi, my Iko, come and see what the difference is. Bein Yura Alpha and Bez on the top, Tkifai Kadmai, Lin Vasoni Basrai. The difference between the strong and forceful earlier ones and the humble later ones. Rabshim Gamil, who's Rabshim Gamil's father, he ruled with very strong authority and instilled fear in all the people under him, so he's called a takif, and Rav Shimon, his son, was considered an anav. But still, take a look at the difference in the language. The Tanya of Braisa, Ma'asim Rav Gamliel, the story of Rav Gamliel, the father, Shaya Yoshev Agavi Malab Harabayas, he was sitting on one of the steps of Harabayas, Vahya Yochanan Sefer Halaz Oimer Lefanov, and Yochanan, who's a cipher, he was a scribe, was sitting in front of him, Mishalash Igros Chatuchas Lefanov Munachais, there was three letters, meaning three pieces of cut parchment in front of him. Amr Loi, Rav Gamliel told him, Toli Gar Tachada, take one of the pieces of parchment, Uksevin write the following, Lachana B'nei Glila Ilo, Lachana B'nei Glila Tata, to our brothers in the upper and lower Galilee, Shalom Chan Yaske, may your peace increase, Mahaydin Anachal Chayin, we are hereby informing you, Dizman Biur Mata, the time of Biur Maestris has come. This is during the third and sixth years, where a person who has Maestris has got to get it out of his house, has to take care of it, and this letter is being written to them, that they have to take care of all their Maestris. Afrusha Maestro Maton Zaysaya, they want to separate Maestris from their vats of olives, that was letter number one. He continued telling Yechanan, Toli Gartu Chada, take another letter, Uksayv and write the following, Lachana B'nei Drayma, to our brothers in the south, Shalom Chan Yaske, your peace shall increase, Mahaydin Anachal Chayin, we're hereby telling you, Dizman Biur Mata, it's time for the Biur, Lafrushe Maestro, Me Armi Shiblaya, that you should take off Maestro from your sheaves, from your stalks. And he continued telling Yechanan, Vitali Gartachada, take this third letter, Uksavin, write the following, Lachana Bnei Galvasa Bavel, to our brothers in Galas Bavel, Lachana to Madai, and to our brothers in Madai, Ulashar Kal Galvasa de Israel, and to all those in diaspora of the Yidden, meaning wherever Yidden happen to find themselves, Shalem Chanyazge La'olam, your peace should increase forever, Mahidin Anachal Chayin, we are hereby informing you, the Gazayar Kichen, the birds are tender, meaning they're too young, Vimraya Arkin, and the sheep are too thin, Vizimna Daviva Loimata, and the Zman of Aviv has not yet come, Ushvar Milsa Ban Pai, and this matter is good to me, Ubaampe Chaveirai, and it's good in the eyes of my friends as well, Vasivis Al Shasada, Yamin Tlasin, you should add to this year another 30 days. Now we see from here that Rav Gamliel, even though he was known as a Takif, he had this letter written in such a humble way, he didn't just say, it's good in my eyes, he said, it's good in mine and my colleagues' eyes, as opposed to his son, Rav Shimon, who we consider to be an Anav, wrote it in a little bit of a stronger manner, it's good in my eyes, and didn't include his friends. However, the Gemara says it's not a Raya. Maybe this was after they de-seated Rav Gamliel. There's this whole story where since Rav Gamliel was so strong and intolerant and he instilled this fear in his Talmidim and everyone around him, they actually de-seated him and took him off from being a Nasi. So it could be this very humble way of writing was after this happened. And so it's not a right to what the Gemara was trying to say, that the earlier ones, even though they were considered to keep him, they still wrote in a very humble way. Now the Gemara continues with reasons for why to extend the year. There's three reasons why we're going to extend the year. And these are the main ones. Al-Aviv, Val-Per, Se'ilon, Val-Tkufa. Let's explain these. So even though in modern Hebrew we translate Aviv as spring, it really refers to the grain harvest. If the grain is not going to ripen in time, then the harvest is going to be Pesach time in Nisan, because the year happens to be very early, and Nisan is going to turn out basically to be at the end of the winter. That's going to be reason number one to extend the year. Peres Ilan literally means the fruits of the tree. This means if the year is so early that the fruits aren't going to ripen by Shavuos time, and Bikurim is not going to be able to be brought, that's another reason to extend it. And Tkufa has to do with the different seasons. This refers to the equinox and the solstice, four times during the year that there's a significant change in the season. Either the days start getting shorter or longer, and we need to have Pesach and Sukkot fall out on the proper Tkufa, and if they're not going to, this would be another reason to extend the year. The Braisa continues, Al Shnai Mehen Ma'abrin, if two of these reasons fall into place, we're going to extend the year. Val Echad Mehen Ein Ma'abrin, if it's just one of them, we're not going to extend the year. And Wizman Sha'aviv Echad Mehen, if the grain harvest is one of these reasons, Hakol Smechin, everyone's happy, because that means that the grain is going to ripen before Pesach, they'll harvest it, and it'll be permitted by the Karban Omer, which is brought the second day of Pesach. So that's good news for everyone. Rosh Hashanah Omer, he tells us, Al Tkufa, because of the Tkufa. And the question is, who they asked, Al Tkufa Smechen, are they happy if the year is extended because of Tkufa? Al Tkufa Ma'abrin, or did Rav Shimon Gamliel mean that we're going to extend the year even if it's just because of Tkufa, and that's the only reason we have? And that would obviously be in disagreement to the Tanna Kamma. And the Gemara concludes, Teiku, we're going to have to let the question stand. And we continue Tanna Rabbanu Yehuda Braisa, Al Shal Sharatzis Ma'abrin Sashana. There's three different lands or regions within Eretz Yisrael that we're going to make the calculation based off of whether or not we're going to extend the year. Yehuda, Vever, Yarden, Magalil, these are the three main regions in Eretz Yisrael. Al Shtayim Mehen Ma'abrin, Al Achas Mehen Ein Ma'abrin. In regards to two of them, we're going to extend the year. In regards to one of them, we will not. So let's just take the first one, Aviv, that the grain is not ripening in time. So if grain's not going to ripen in two of these regions, then we'll extend the year, even if it will ripen in time in the third region, but not the other way around. Now, Bizman Yehuda achs mehen, if Yehuda is one of them, Hakol smeichen, everyone's happy. Why is that? She'ein oimer ba el Yehuda, because a carbon oimer, which is brought the second day of Pesach, that comes from Yehuda. The Iker mitzvah is for it to come from the Yehuda region of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, if they're going to extend the year due to the fact that the grain hasn't ripened in time in Yehuda, so everyone's happy, then now the grain will ripen in time, and they're going to be able to bring the carbon oimer from barley in Yehuda. Now, continue to discuss these regions. The only place Bezin is allowed to be in when they extend the year is Yehuda. They're only allowed to extend it from Yehuda. However, if they did it in the Galil, it is Muberes. However, that if they extend it in Galil, it's not Muberes. What's the reason of Chanani Ish Oinoi? That it has to be done in Yehuda and no other place? Because the Pasuk says, we're translating this to mean, you shall seek his dwelling place, and there you shall come. What do we learn from this word? Called any drisha that you're going to do, referring over here to Ibra Hashanah, extending the year, that has to be done in the dwelling place of Hashem, and since the dwelling place of Hashem is in Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim is in the region of Yehuda, therefore Ibra Hashanah has to happen in Yehuda and not in any other place. We continue, Tanar Banan, another verse tells us, we're only allowed to extend the year during the day, and if they establish, they proclaim this extra month at night, it's not Muberes. We're also only able to Mekash the month, declare Rosh Chodesh during the day, and if it's Mekodesh at night, it's not Mekodesh. Rav Abba says, my crawl, what's a pasuk that supports this? So we have a pasuk that says, take up a chodesh shofar, blow a shofar at the moon's renewal. That's what we mean by chodesh. That's the moon's renewal. Bakesel yom chagenu. Now the word bakesel literally means in its appointed time. However, over here we're understanding it to mean when it's covered over. And the question is, ezu chag shachodesh miskasabai? What's the chag that the moon is covered over during that chag? Hava oimer is Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is the only chag that's at the beginning of the month. And we know the first day of the month, you're not able to see the moon at all. And the pasuk right afterwards says, kichayk li Yisrael hu mishpat lekei Yaakov. It's a chayk for Yisrael, a mishpat for lekei Yaakov. So we see chayk and mishpat. What do we learn from here? Ma mishpat bayayim. Just like mishpat, judgment has to be done during the day. Af kiddush hachadosh bayayim. So too kiddush hachadosh is during the day as well. We're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss Ibra Hashanah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.